It's another busy week in our big little town. It's time for Act Locally Waco.
Let me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State.
I'm Will Burney, and Ashley Bean Thornton is back with some great events to share with us. And it's important to note that this month is National Hispanic Heritage Month that starts September 15th and continues through October 15th. And there's a couple of events this week to help kick off that month-long recognition of Hispanic and Latino heritage and culture.
That's right. Tonight, the Syntex Hispanic Chamber of Commerce and the Texas Fine Arts Group are hosting a Hispanic Heritage Art Show and Celebration. The event will include performances by El Folclorico Las Estrellas de Hueco and Mariachi Azteca de Hueco, among others. There will also be a presentation by Van de Cordova. If you are familiar with Hueco history, you'll recognize the name de Cordova. Jacob de Cordova was one of the founding fathers of Hueco. Van de Cordova is the third great-grandson of Jacob de Cordova. So his presentation should make this a truly special evening. The whole celebration starts off at 6 p.m. at the Art Forum of Hueco, which is located at 1826 Morrow Avenue. That's the corner of Morrow and 18th. Admission is free. Donations accepted for the artists. Then on Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon, the Hueco Hispanic Museum will be celebrating Mexican Independence Day, including a reenactment of the Grito de Dolores. If you are not familiar with that tradition, the Spanish word grito translates to mean scream or shout in English, and the Grito de Dolores was the battle cry that started the Mexican War of Independence from Spain. Hueco's Grito de Dolores will take place at noon on Saturday at the Hueco Hispanic Museum, which is located inside the South Hueco Community Center at 2815 Spate. Admission is free and the public is invited.
There's also a couple great theater events. Baylor Theater presents Dear Edwina. Tonight's performance will start at 7:30 at the Jones Theater in the Baylor Hooper Schaefer Fine Arts Center. Tickets are $10 for adults, $5 for kids. You can check the Baylor Theater website for additional showtimes on that one. And Newsies continues this weekend at the Hueco Civic Theater with shows tonight at 7:30 and through the weekend. But you better get your tickets fast because Saturday's show is already sold out. Tickets are $20. And if you're dreaming about a new home or just looking for ideas about how to spruce up your current place, you might enjoy the Heart of Texas Builders Association Parade of Homes.
You can participate Saturday from 11 to 5 p.m. or Sunday from noon to 5 p.m. Tickets are $10, and you can pick yours up at the Builders Association office or at any of the parade homes. For a map and more details, check out the Heart of Texas Builders Association website. And if you are a woman over the age of 21 and you have always wanted to learn to weld, then Saturday is your lucky day. Maker's Edge is hosting an event called Women, Welding, and Wine. You can spend the afternoon learning the art of welding and plasma cutting and then celebrate with a glass of wine. This class will be fun, informative, and dirty. Be sure to wear long pants, closed-toed shoes, and a long-sleeved shirt. Women over 21 only. No welding experience is necessary. Maker's Edge is located at 1800 Austin Avenue. Admission to Women Welding and Wine is $55 plus a $10 supply fee.
In other wine-related news, the Hueco Friends of Peace and Climate Change are having an artist reception at the Hueco Winery Tasting Room and Rooftop Patio at 708 Austin Avenue. The reception will feature artists from their second annual exhibit of art that wrestles with the topic of climate change. Admission is free. The reception's from 6 to 8 on Saturday, and the exhibit runs through September 29th.
And I'm sure you already have this on your calendar, but just in case you need a reminder, Sunday is World Play-Doh Day.
What do you know? That is on my calendar.
Good for you. Well, I'm not surprised at all. You are invited to celebrate at the Mayborn Museum with special activities in the Children's Corner starting at 1:30, all included in the regular admission price. The Mayborn Museum is located at 1300 South University Parks Drive.
Well, you know, sometimes you just can't help it. Play-Doh is fun.
Play-Doh is super fun.
Super fun. Tuesday evening is the annual Baskets of Hope Banquet benefiting Christian Women's Job Corps.
Christian Women's Job Corps, CWJC, is a terrific organization in town that offers life and job skills such as GED preparation and computer training to women to help them transform their lives. At the Baskets of Hope event, you will enjoy a delicious dinner, inspiring stories from CWJC graduates, and a chance to bid on fun baskets full of goodies with themes like As Seen on TV, Do It Yourself, and Easy Menu Night. Tickets are $50. The event starts at 6 at First Baptist Church of Woodway.
By Thursday evening, you might be looking for a nice family activity to close out the week, and you could hardly do better than family story time at the West Waco Library.
That's right. It starts at 6:30, and it's an evening of stories, music, and activities for the entire family. And of course, you can't beat the price. It's free. The West Waco Library is at 5301 Bosque Boulevard behind the Cotton Patch Restaurant.
Well, it certainly is a busy week in Waco. You can celebrate National Hispanic Heritage and check out some great theater as well as some great wine. Thank you for sharing these events with us, Ashley.
Glad to do it, Will.
You can find a full calendar of events at actlocallywaco.org. Have a great week, Ashley.
You too, Will.
Waco, Waco, that's my hometown.